do you feel like you just can't take no more? Broken heart, all your pieces on the floor. Like you're running out of breath, trying to find yourself before you blow away in the night. Every word you ever said, every way you ever felt, I know it's hard, but baby, tonight.
I'm here with Madison Beer. How are you, girl?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you.
See you too.
You're an incredible singer.
Thank you.
I don't know if people have said Christina Aguilera have made the comparison with your voice before.
Yes, I've heard it before.
Sort of in your lower, would say, which is incredible.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have you met her?
I have once.
Oh, you have?
Yes, very quickly once.
Wow.
Yes.
How was that?
It was cool.
Was it?
Yeah, it was cool. I saw her backstage at The Voice when she was on that show.
Right. Pretty much everybody knows now how, you know, you were discovered on YouTube, the whole Justin Bieber connection, the Scooter Braun connection.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna run through fast like we've never been burned. We're gonna laugh out loud, never been hurt. We're gonna shout it out.
How is your relationship like working with somebody like Scooter? What's that day-to-day collaboration like?
Well, it definitely is. It's like really surreal for me because I grew up like loving Justin and looking up to him a lot. So for now him to be like my mentor is incredible. So I've gotten super, super close with him and he's like my big brother now.
With both of them?
With both of them. Yeah. But like Justin is of course like closer to my age and like we could relate to more. But then, so he's like my big brother. But Scooter's all, Scooter's.
Did you just call Scooter old? No, I'm kidding. No. Justin and I are more on the level, you know.
More like, you know. But yeah, Scooter's one of the nicest guys ever and he actually just got married.
He just got married. Yes. I know you Instagrammed a picture of that.
Yes.
We're gonna scream on rooftops, dance in the rain, we'll open up our hearts, forget the pain and they can call us crazy, freaking insane.
But I know you just moved to LA, didn't you?
Yes,
from
I
New York.
Did. Yeah.
How is the difference? Because I used to live in New York. I know it's a huge difference.
It is.
New York
it's a big difference. It's definitely like it's completely different. The people are a lot different. Everyone's a lot more like relaxed, and everyone's much more like, let's go with the flow. Okay, like, oh, there's a yellow light up there. I'll just slow down and like stop the red light. In New York, everyone's just like, let's go. We have places to be, things to do, people to see. Like, let's do this. You know,
you're not old enough to drive, so you're.
I know,
the
backseat but I'm definitely the backseat driver. Okay. That's like bugging out, and I'm just like, oh my god, can you go a little faster, please?
Dad, I wouldn't give her a driver's license anytime soon. Can see what's gonna happen when that, you know. Let's talk about Unbreakable, your new single. I know you're working on an album.
Yes.
You've described it sort of as a cross between a little Taylor Swift, a little Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Are those two role models of yours?
Yeah,
are they influences?
Of course.
Have you met them too?
I've not met Taylor, but I've met Alicia at a Ralph Lauren fashion show because she also has like a thing going on with them.
So your involvement with them is
yes.
It's a literacy?
Yeah,
program?
Well, it's not only the literacy program, it's pretty much just I'm like the brand ambassador, which kind of means like I go to the fashion shows and I get to meet the kids and they help me promo all my songs. But recently I was involved in the literacy program that they have, which kind of just explains the importance to kids about reading and like what like really the importance is of reading all the time and like books and all that stuff. So I got to sit down and read with actually Alicia's son. I got to read him like pages of Matilda and stuff, and you know, it was a lot of fun.
So let's talk about the single. How did the single come about? I know you have a great team behind you
on
this song.
Yeah. Basically the single came about because I really wanted to do a song that was like very, very inspirational. It just ended up coming out exactly how I wanted it to, and the whole message behind it I think is really, really great.
What does the message mean to you? Like, well, what is Unbreakable?
Pretty much Unbreakable. Like, even the word Unbreakable, it just pretty much means just like you need to just always remember who you are and like stay true to yourself. And it's just like whatever you're going through, everything gets better in time, and time heals things. And you need to be unbreakable and be strong, even if it is really hard at times. So that's just a message that I like to give to everybody.
You're unbreakable.
Did I hear you're going to be singing at the U.S. Open?
Yes.
I'm hugely into tennis. I'm excited for you. Have you sang in like in that sort of like environment for like kind of like a, I don't know, what you call it, a stadium or it's
never. Yeah. Only time I've ever been on a stage was at my birthday when Justin called me on stage in London. Only time I've ever been on stage. So
really?
I'm so excited. And that I wasn't even doing anything I should run on and I was nervous.
Did you know he was gonna call you on?
Oh no. It was the craziest thing. I just opened these two curtains and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I'm on stage right now. I'm like, and there's like, and you know, when you're on stage, people don't realize you can't see anything. Like, you can't see. So, like, you literally, because there's lights all over. People, like, you know. So I could barely see the crowd. And then they're like, let's turn on the house lights. And the house lights went on, and it looked like there was, like, millions of people. It was like.
Well, they probably were. I was Justin. They probably were.
Like,
what is that feeling like? The first time you step on a stage, and it's that environment. What is that feeling like?
You can't explain it. It's crazy. You know, it's just like. Everything that I ever dreamed of, like in that moment, I was just like, wow, you know. And they all were singing "Happy Birthday" to me, and it was just so cute. And
all right, I want to do like a little mini game with you. It's called 1, 2, 3. So the first question is: one fashion item every girl should have.
Converse. I think that's like a must-have. Definitely a must-have.
Okay. Two people who have never collaborated that you'd like to see collaborate.
Rihanna? I thought Ariana. Ariana.
You and
me and Rihanna. You hear that, Riri? You hear that?
Okay, three things you would bring on a desert island?
Like music.
Okay.
So iPod. I would bring my phone because that's what my music
okay.
is on.
So that's
my
what?
Music, headphones, and a comforter, like a blanket.
Very practical girl. So what would you like to tease everybody about your album coming up? And
It's gonna be really cool, and everything's gonna have a meaning to it, you know? Every song's gonna be something special. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
What's been your favorite song to cover so far?
I love covering things on the piano. I like when I could play a song and cover it. I'm trying to do a cover of like Latch, like, but the acoustic version. Have you heard that, the version? So good, so good.
I liked your John Legend cover.
Thank you.
I thought that was
fantastic.
Thank
you, yeah.
You're absolutely adorable.
Thank you.
I don't know if you like being called adorable when you're 15. You probably don't want to be called adorable.
I don't know. I like that. It's cute.
But you are, and big things
thank you.
Are coming,
thank
and
you.
I'm
thank
so
you.
Excited.
Thank
and
you.
When
thank
you win your first Oscar, you got to thank me.
Oh, of course. So you're the first person.
Your Grammy. I'm already thinking ahead of the Grammy. I'm already at the Oscar level here. You're so awesome. Thanks for coming
thank you,
in. And
thank
congrats
you so
on all your
much.
Success, and have fun at the US
thank
Open.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.